Exclusive poll: J.D. Vance thrashing Gavin Newsom across 5 of 7 swing states in 2028 presidential matchup. By Sean Moran on September 4, 2025. Vice President J.D. Vance handily defeated Governor Gavin Newsom, DCA, across 7 battleground states in a theoretical presidential election matchup, according to a poll exclusively obtained by Breitbart News. Plymouth Union Public Research conducted a poll across Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, North Carolina, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, 7 key battleground states that could decide if Republicans would hold the White House after President Donald Trump wraps up his second term in office. Across 7 battleground states, 51% of likely voters said they would prefer to vote for Vance, while 49% would vote for Newsom. The survey found that Vance won the election in 5 out of the 7 swing states. It also found that Vance is winning Democrats at a higher clip, or 9%, than Newsom is winning Republicans, or 7%. 2025_9.3_PUP memo by Breitbart News. When polling presidential candidates, 27% of voters had a very favorable image of the vice president and a 21% favorable view of Newsom. On the obverse side, 45% of voters had a negative view of him, giving Vance a 3% net positive image. In contrast to the vice president, 16% of voters had a very favorable view of the governor of California. 21% had a somewhat favorable view of him. 25% had never heard of the leader of the Golden State, while 14% had a somewhat negative view of him, and 24% had a very unfavorable image of Newsom. Other potential Democrat presidential candidates' favorability includes: 49% of likely voters have a favorable view of former Vice President Kamala Harris, while 46% have a negative image of her. 43% have a positive image of Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, D, while 37% have a negative view. However, 20% have never heard of Walz, who was Harris's vice presidential candidate. 39% of voters had a positive view of former Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, while 32% have a negative image. 30% of voters have not heard of him. 39% of voters have a positive view of Governor Josh Shapiro, DPA, and 25% have a bad image of him, and 36% have not heard of the leader of the Keystone State. The poll was conducted after Trump said that Vance could most likely be the heir apparent to lead the Make America Great Again, MAGA, movement. "Well, I think most likely, in all fairness. He's the vice president," Trump said. "I think Marco is also somebody that maybe would get together with JD in some form." An Emerson College poll released in July found that Vance could beat Newsom and other potential Democrat presidential candidates, including Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, and Pete Buttigieg. Vance also handily won the Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC, Republican presidential candidates straw poll. The survey found that roughly 2/3 of those polled backed President Trump's America First investment policies. 66% of voters agreed with this statement: "President Trump's America First foreign investment policy is designed to make America the world's greatest destination for investment while protecting America's national security interests. Welcoming foreign investment and strengthening our world-leading private and public capital markets is a key part of America's golden age." 41% of Democrats and 36% of Kamala Harris voters support this idea. 80% of voters also backed the idea of having foreign companies make their products in the United States in partnership with American companies to maximize the benefit to the American economy. Some American companies that conduct business in China are forced to partner with Chinese-based corporations, which are often controlled by the Chinese Communist Party, the statement read. 73% of Harris voters and 75% of Democrats and independents agreed with this statement. Voters between the ages of 18 and 29 ranked the lowest on this sentiment. However, 68% of them agreed. Almost 3/4 of voters, or 71%, backed the idea of leveling the playing field with China. These voters agree that the U.S. government should require Chinese companies that want to do business in America to be partially owned by the government, as often happens when American companies want to do business in the Middle Kingdom. Plymouth Union Public Research conducted the poll from August 8 to 10, using a sample of 1,000 likely voters across 7 battleground states.